Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, Jack. AJ Brown on the line? He's on the phone?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Brand new afternoon show, 94 WIP. Ike Rees there. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jack Fritz. And I did mention before that there is an apology that Jack owes to an executive of a professional sports team in Philadelphia. You ready for this, Fritz, or what?
Yeah.
So Jack said repeatedly over the last several weeks that Daryl Morey doesn't know what winning players look like. And he hasn't gotten any winning players, and the roster stinks outside of Maxey and Embiid, and yada, yada, yada. And then we get to a big game last night against the team that was in the finals last year, the Miami Heat. And who happens to come through to carry them for several quarters, get them back into the game in a position to win? Nick Batum, a player that Daryl Morey acquired. Kyle Lowry, a player that Daryl Morey acquired. Kelly Oubre, a player that Daryl Morey acquired. Paul Reed, a player that Daryl Morey re-signed.
Mistake, by the way.
Buddy Hield, who, by the way, has stunk, had six assists last night, was getting on the ground for rebounds, and played a good game. If we can't at the same time say that they don't have winning players, but then also the rest of the players on the team won the game last night. So I ask you, Jack, are you ready to publicly apologize to Daryl Morey for your takes?
Why do I have to apologize for one game? Like, it was one game that they showed up. First off, I always said Batum was a winner. Lowry's a lucky thing. I mean,
what's lucky?
He wanted to come home. He wanted to come home in his age 38 season when he retires. So he gets no credit for that. Oubre, not ready to give in on Oubre yet. He's had a good little moment here. Toby's is his fault, too. He could have got rid of him multiple times.
No, he couldn't.
Yes, he could.
You need two people to trade. You need two teams to
regardless,
trade.
Regardless, Buddy Hield
was
stinks.
Great last
he
night.
He stinks. He stinks. Come on, he stinks. We don't have to do this after one game. I'm just letting you know.
Are you ready to apologize?
No, Daryl Morey cannot find winning players. That's in my take fault.
You just listed players that you agreed as, we're doing that already. Wow, Jack, what's the take fault?
So the take fault,
for
those that are wondering.
Well, they'll play the sound.
Okay.
Okay, what's the take fault?
That's a pretty hefty door, too.
That sounds like the top 100.
Does it? I don't know. I grabbed it off YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where you find most of
the NFL Top 100 when they unlock the...
Oh, that does sound like that.
That does kind of sound like
that. That's a good call. So the take vault is like something... Obviously, on this show, we have take integrity, and we try to stick to our takes.
Right.
So, you know, some days you throw something out there, don't fully believe it yet, and you're not sure you want to put it in the take vault. The take vault locks the take in. And if you want to get the take out, you're begging for forgiveness. Sorry, Daryl Morey. You really do know how to pick winning basketball players. It needs majority to get taken out of the take vault, or else that's going down with you.
So you say he can't find winning basketball players. It's in the take vault. If they win the next three series and all the role players are great, you'll be begging us to get it out of the take vault so we can stop picking on you.
Correct, yes.
But we have to agree that it comes out of the take vault.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the take vault. And we did agree that the arbitrator at the end of if you guys split on if I should be allowed out of the take vault, Joe Giglio.
Well, he's a takesman.
Yeah.
He's a
takesman. Hold on, my freedom relies on Joe G?
Yep. So
on some level.
He would not have let you out of the Wentz take.
Oh, definitely would not have let me out of the hell.
Do you think
I'm still not let out of it to this day?
Now, it's not going to go in the take vault, clearly, but would the Tobias take, would he be allowed? Would that be allowed out of the take vault?
No, he's in there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I want that in the take vault.
Yeah, he wants the smoke.
Listen, I'm going down with the ship. Tobias last night gave us a hard 9 points. Played 30-something minutes last night. I mean, he was exhausted. Couldn't finish the game. Coach recognized
it. Is that what happened?
Yeah,
he was tired.
Coach recognized it and, you know, got him out of there. I mean, you see the defense he was playing.
Two of the worst three-point misses I've seen in the NBA in my entire life. The air ball missed by about 3.5 feet, and then the one in the fourth quarter.
That was bad.
And I give him credit because he was laser-focused on that three. He didn't even hesitate. Yeah. It just bounced straight off the backboard. The side.
It was a rocket.
It was wide right.
Yeah.
It's like Scott Norwood three-pointer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, got nothing for you on that one.
And now there's an alleged Toby Burner account scandal.
Uh-oh.
That's reached Twitter.
That's not me.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's his brother.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Or his dad. Yeah? His dad's his agent, right?
Also, somebody's out there.
His brother is active in DMing people who talk bad about Toby.
Ah, did not know this.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Like Matt McGloin's brother when he was here.
Matt McGloin's brother.
Dude, Matt McGloin's brother used to fight with all the beat writers about how good Matt McGloin was. It was unbelievable.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
It's his brother, I guess.
Well, and Okafor's dad.
Well,
I remember Okafor's dad. Yeah.
What was his
dad.
Name again?
What was his name? Begin with a J.
Chuck
name?
Woody, right?
Chuck. Yes.
Was it Chuck?
I think the full name was Chuck Woody.
Yeah, I think it was.
Wow.
215-592-9494.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Chuck Woody?
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like that deserves a drop or something. 215-592-9494. Do you feel more encouraged or less encouraged about the Sixers after last night? Oh, boy. Here we go. Get ready for a ride. Everybody strap in.
Mm-hmm.
Herb from Northeast Philly is on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Spiko, Aiko, and Jacko. That's your names. What's going on, boy?
What's up,
Herb?
What's happening, Ike Reeves?
You got it, brother.
You're hot. What do you got? A Brown coming on soon.
I'm assuming if we were to keep talking about this matter with AJ Brown, he would wind up on here with us at some point.
If we push hard enough, yes, I think so.
Yeah, I bought my plane ticket yesterday, $1,317, two weeks in Brazil.
Oh,
what
so
happened?
You're going to the Brazil game.
Yeah, you should have got me on with Brian Baldinger. I think when I get home, I'll go call NFL Network and see if he's out there working. So I can tell him that I'm going to Brazil.
What are you going to do in Brazil?
Maybe he'll meet up with me. Yeah, I'm leaving on the 7th. And I'm night of the 15th.
So 2 weeks in Brazil is a long time. What do you have plans out there yet, aside from the game?
I'm going to Rio. Yeah, I'm going to Rio on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the game. I'm, you know, chilling. And see, I've never been to Rio. I've never been to these cities, but I've been to Central six times. I've been to Costa Rica and I've been to Panama. So, you know, I'm familiar with things around there, you know.
So, you are.
If you could take a trip to anywhere on Earth, where would you take a trip?
I've been to Israel. I've been all over the country. I've been to Mexico a dozen times at least. I mean, probably next year I'm thinking about going to Spain again because I've been to Spain. That was like 1986. So I'm thinking about Spain would be a good trip. If you want to, they got beaches in the southern Spain. You would like it. Your wife would like it. You go to Madrid, go to Barcelona, Madrid, and then Costa del Sol.
Did you know that Detroit is in Japan? Just kidding.
Detroit is in Japan.
Nah. It was something from yesterday. Sorry. So, last question, Herb. If you could take a trip, if they had like manned space trips to Mars,
right?
Would you go to Mars?
Nah, I ain't doing that stuff. I just do airplanes. That's it. None of that.
No
stuff.
Spaceship. Yeah, okay. Rockets.
No, no spaceship. Nah,
so, what do you got going on this weekend?
We got tomorrow, there's a concert.
Bad Bunny.
The concert, yeah, the Bad Bunny or whatever. And then we got, what do we got? We got, I'm working up in Ben Salem on Saturday. I got wedding shuttle I got to do. And then, you know, I'll watch the game. I watch the Sixers game at some restaurant while I'm eating dinner.
Well, Herb.
Sunday, I guess I'll be off. I'll be working at the Wells Fargo next Wednesday or next Thursday and next Sunday.
Sunday, maybe you golf with Ike.
He's going golfing?
Yeah.
What, you want me to be his caddy?
Yeah, you can drive the golf cart.
Yeah, I can do that. Where's that at?
We'll talk off the air.
Thank you for the call.
Call me up.
All right,
Herb.
All right, brother.
Easy, brother.
All right, take care. Have a good night. See
yep.
I got to say, the Herb call was a C.
Yep. Well.
I let him break all the rules.
Yeah.
I let him break all the Bill of Spike rules.
Yeah, which is.
Didn't work out.
Well, you got to give him, it never works the first time you talk
okay,
to him.
Okay, all right.
So you're going to need a few of these before you get a rhythm with him.
Yeah, you got to know his ticks.
Yeah. Okay. He's don't worry.
Okay, I'm not worried. I'm just saying.
It gets better.
Today's show brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Go Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Joe in South Philly is discouraged after last night. Why is that? Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for having me on. And I could talk about the Sixers, or I could talk about an awkward moment.
We'll do the awkward moment second. Let's do the Sixers first. Yes, sir.
I went to the game. I'm pretty excited. Seeing a quick little start. I don't know how you don't know how to adjust to a zone. It just with their passes was so directed to who they were passing it to. I didn't think they were going to come out of it. So the 10-point lead, Leonard to 15. And MB looked very exhausted, like you guys talked about before. And we got lucky. We got real lucky. Imagine if they, you know, he's half the person he is healthy-wise, and Maxey scores a little bit more. You know, I mean, the bench has really just pulled us through, you know, like you guys discussed. But I got good hopes for them. I mean, I think they got a little depth this year. It's going to be tough, but I got good hopes for it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Like anyone who does not feel the way that I feel after watching that game, everyone who doesn't feel encouraged, I understand where you are. All I can say, the only thing I can offer you is we've seen games like that, and most of the time they don't win them. They don't pull through, and
sure.
B doesn't come back in the fourth and do that. Though that was very different than what I'm normally used to watching from the Sixers in the playoffs. I know the play-in doesn't count as the playoffs, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
My first game all year. My first game all year.
Well, it's a big win.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. And I walked out very, very happy.
So
it was awesome.
The morning show side question today is, you know, give us an awkward situation. And the prize is an Eagles 2024 draft hat. And you're qualified for a grand prize to win a Jalen Hurts midnight green Eagles jersey, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. Joe, give us an awkward situation.
Store in 1995, opened up, a lady comes in. Hey, you know, we recognize each other. I'm waiting on her. I take her order. I finished doing her repair. I said, "You look great. What did you do?" And she said, "I'm not." I'm like, "What? What do you mean?" And it was her baggy shirt, the way she was leaning on the counter. I turned from 5'11". I shrunk so quick. I grabbed her hand. I said, "I am so sorry." She says, "That's okay." So now I don't even, somebody could be sticking out. I don't care if they're 9 months, 8 months. I don't even ask. I don't ask no more. And I couldn't wait to talk to you about it because it haunts me the rest of my life. I mean, it haunts me the rest of my life. Mm. I'll never do that. Like Ike was saying, you know, some things you just learn to keep quiet about.
Yep.
And it less is more. And I was like, I grabbed both of her hands. And literally, like, I was, like, so embarrassed. And she says, "That's okay." I mean, I could have got somebody that said something nasty to me or, "I can't believe you said that." she was good with it. And when she left, my whole day was ruined. And it's still, I mean, so many years after, 30-something years, it's still with me. So well, I don't even entertain it no more.
Thank you for the call, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank
you. Well, maybe, you know, first of all, two lessons in this.
Yeah.
Lesson, oh, I can't believe we're going to say this. Okay, two lessons. Lesson number one's easy.
Yep.
Lesson number one is, if you see a person, see a woman who you think is pregnant, just make sure before you say anything.
Yes.
You have to ask someone else, whatever, just...
Get a sonogram before you say something.
Be sure. The second one is...
Yes.
If you are mistaken for being pregnant, might be time to look in the mirror.
Oh,
ooh,
no,
boy.
No, you did not say that.
No, at one point, though, not on your second one, on your first one.
Yeah.
When you, it also could be rude to not, like, if they're pregnant.
Nope.
Nope, women, no. Like they, no. I know what you're saying. You're saying if you don't congratulate a
right,
woman
like,
who's pregnant
yeah.
or what have you, yeah.
So you have to wait for them to say something first? I mean, listen, eye test is still king. You can tell.
Well, yeah. until you can't.
Dude, let me tell you, I got another quick story. This happened, I want to say last year or maybe last year, I think. So I'm over at, I'm going to keep the places unnamed so because
okay.
people listen. So I'm at an event, a fashion event, right around the corner at Boyd's.
Okay.
So, you know Charlie Mack. And so they're hosting this fashion show. It's like a soft opening to the fashion show he did later in the year with the Eagles players and everything else. Long story short, there are some important people there, including a councilwoman.
Okay.
Who I got a chance to meet. And I thought the person she was with was her son.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And it was her husband.
Right.
So I did the whole.
What did you say?
My pleasure to meet you, you know, and it's just your son. And he's like, no, that's my wife. And she's
ooh,
like,
boy.
No, that's my husband. And dude, you don't know. I must have felt like I was 3 feet tall after that. I couldn't apologize enough for the last 30 minutes that we were there. Literally, I think I was bugging her. Like, because she had told me, oh, it's okay. And she laughed at it at first with me and everything. And, you know, but then she saw, I was like, listen, I'm sorry. I had no clue. That was stupid of me. I should know better than to assume something like that. And not thinking, obviously, I just clearly said she looks older than he is. And maybe she is, but she certainly isn't old enough to be his mother.
Right.
Yeah, because he was probably... I would say, I'm guessing, mid-30s, maybe late 30s, early 40s, something like that.
So you thought she was, what, 70?
Not 70, Spike, but maybe 60. Either way, this is needless to say.
Yeah.
That's the last time I did that.
Now, did it tip you off when they were kissing deeply?
They did not do any of that. they didn't. Yeah.
Gary and Vineland.
That was bad.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
That was bad, man. Yeah.
You know, you're just off. You're better off never saying anything
just,
to anyone.
It really is. You're just better off never saying anything, man.
How you doing?
Yep.
That's it. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
Spike, sorry about it at work.
Yeah,
it's not on your list. Not on your list.
Yeah, it's not.
So, yeah, never assume, never ask, never, unless, unless they have the invitation in their hand that says, you know, baby shower, nope. How do I look in this dress? Wonderful. You're not even turned around. Yep.
Yep.
So what are you thinking on the Sixers last night?
I'm excited, man. I think they could, you know, if they keep playing like that and Bede gets a little bit healthier, Maxi gets a less scared-er. I think we could take it to the next step. They gotta win at some point, right? I mean, my God, what are the odds?
Well, unfortunately, they don't have to win at some point. You know, I thought that, and apparently that's not how it works. I thought it was, and apparently that's not how it works, though. But I'm encouraged. The Embiid injury thing, if it's the injury, this is the only thing that really, really sucks about the play-in is if they weren't in the play-in, he could have had another week to just, you know, get get his win back or the knee to heal or whatever it is. And having that game, luckily they don't have to play tomorrow, but having that game in the middle of it kind of screws that up. Do you have an awkward situation?
Yeah, it's basketball related. I was winter practice playing for the JV team in high school. This is back in the days when you had to use a payphone. And my dad came and the coach asked me and a friend to stay for the varsity practice. I told my dad, you know, go home, I'll call you back. He said, no, I'm staying. Yeah, about half an hour later, he came in cussing the coach out. Don't you know how to tell time, you idiot? And a lot of expletives. And long story short, the varsity coach came down to the JV cut day to personally cut me.
Oh,
yeah, it's kind of harsh.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yes, it did.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks for giving me some time at work.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, Gary. Gary, of course, referenced the Bill of Spike, the new rules for calling the WIP afternoon show. Had mixed reviews online, I would say.
And I love how everybody tags me in the tweets about either getting out while I can or they're praying for me. They hope for the best for me.
You would think that the rules were, you know, everyone's got to jump off the roof and all the rules was get to the point and don't ask how we're doing. And then everybody's like, boy, Ike, I feel so bad for you to be involved. Poor Ike. Poor Ike. We're thrust upon you.
Meanwhile, I encourage these rules.
Yes, I didn't want to say that. The rules.
I do not hate the rules. I don't.
Coming up next, a brand new segment. Of course, at 5 o'clock, there's a top 5 at 5, which is Jack Fritz-centric.
This is around the time where I start taking over the show.
Yeah, we have another Fritz. You get the ratings in. All of a sudden, that mic's open all the time. Of course,
I was told this is a 3-man show.
I'm saying,
My goodness.
At times, coming up next,
you got more rules for me?
Well, I might.
This bill is Spike on when Jack can talk.
You can have amendments to the bill. So, coming up next, a new Fritz centric segment on the WIP afternoon show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a brand new afternoon show, the 94 WIP afternoon show with Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. That is Jack Fritz. We love baseball on the WIP afternoon show. We love the Phils. And we want to make sure, because of that, we are talking about the Phillies every day in some capacity. Of course, it's a long season. You know, we're not alarmists around here. We don't make it like every single baseball game is the biggest deal in the world because we're reasonable baseballmen here. But the new segment, which is going to happen every day, the Jackie Baseball Report, where Jackie Baseball, Jack Fritz, gives us a report about the game last night, which, of course, we watched, but maybe some key takeaways from the Phillies' win, the 7-6 win.
7-6.
Which was a sweep of the Colorado Rockies.
It was.
What'd you take from it, Jackie?
First off, the Rockies stink.
They stink.
The Rockies are really bad. Like, they have 4 wins in the season. It's nice that the White Sox are coming to town. They got 3. So we're going from a 4-win team to a 3-win team.
Awesome.
It was a tense 30 minutes there last night in Philadelphia. Like, the Sixers were kind of doing their Sixers thing, and the Phillies had a 7-1 lead that all of a sudden went 7-6 real quick. So two big takeaways I've got is, one, their starters allowed 1 earned run this week. I know the Rockies stink, and I get it. But this starting staff is a monster right now.
Sanchez had 10 strikeouts
had 10 strikeouts and doesn't get talked about. Ranger, obviously, complete game shutout. Nola was brilliant. I mean, the starting staff, I think it's exceeded the expectations that I think we put on them heading into the season.
The big question is how real the back
three. The bottom of the, yeah, the back of the rotation.
You know, we know about Nola. We know about Zach Wheeler. Of course, I think Ranger is in a place where we can be pretty confident at this
point. He should be in there.
Oh, yeah.
But the Sanchez-Turnbull thing is, I think that's the real question.
Well, it's okay because Taiwan is making his way down from Lehigh Valley.
that's what I was going to say, kind of. Who was it last year? I thought it was it another pitcher that pitched well early and then he kind of faded off?
There was Bailey Falter 2 years ago.
Okay, maybe kinda, that's what I'm thinking
about. He saved the season.
Right.
Because they were all hurt. Like, Wheeler was hurt. And he came up and kind of stabilized things for a little bit. And then they traded him last year. Because Chris Sanchez stepped up. I mean, Chris Sanchez had a 3.61 ERA last year. So that was my first big takeaway. And the second one, I've been watching this offense. And we've all had our issues with the offense so far. And the offense looks fine when Schwarber does what he does. Turner does what he does. Harper does what he does. And I'm wondering if they're too top-heavy. Because, like, they have other good hitters, right? Like, JT's good, but should be a 5-6 hitter. Boom, good, should be a 5-6
hitter. You say move Marsh up.
But even Marsh is kind of cooled off a little bit. It's like the offense feels like it's only operating, clicking on all cylinders when the top three are doing their thing. And I just worry that they might be too top-heavy. Like, they need one more bat.
One more bat.
The thing that I'm thinking, and I hate bringing this up, but it does remind me of, because we brought this up before, because nobody listening cares. It reminds me of the Yankees of the last couple of years.
Sure.
It really does. You get past five, and all of a sudden, nobody can hit past five.
Like, they can hit.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? That all the runs are generated from the top of the line.
Well, to me, unless you're talking about moving guys down in your lineup, I mean, that's just the way the team is going to be. I don't know if you can get a lineup set up to where you're going to be even keeled throughout the entire lineup. The bottom of your lineup, those last three to four batters, as long as they aren't automatic outs, I mean, your first five or six batters are what's going to carry this team. And when those guys are hitting, that's when this team is most dangerous. So I completely agree with what you're saying, Jack. I'm just saying I think that's a good thing. I would much rather be this way and rely on my high-priced players to drive us in and score runs and do those things than to worry about having a balanced lineup. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, than to worry about having a balanced lineup.
Sure, I guess the only issue is that when they go cold, it's because those three. Like, if those three aren't.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
And I think that's why we see the swings, where it's like, oh, my God, they're so hot. Well, that's because Schwarber heated up, or Turner's hitting 400 the last week.
Right.
You know, one thing I think when I'm watching them, and but nice night from Rojas again last night, by the way.
Dude, he hit two balls hard.
Yes.
Like, he hit a ball off the wall, which I was like, almost fell off my chair.
200.
Yeah. He's got a higher batting average than Castellanos.
Yep.
So the thing I think it was when Bohm, whether it was an error or not, he probably should have had that ball.
Yep.
The thing I think, third base, I always feel like you either have to be a gloveman or you have to be a batsman. And Bohm is stuck in this world where he's become not as bad a third baseman as he was.
Serviceable.
He's fine. But as a hitter, he's only pretty good.
Yes.
And I wonder if that position is the position where we keep talking about the outfield. Third base is a position where I either want a guy who can really stick it in the field or is hitting 40 home runs. And that's the thing I don't. Bohm's a fine player, obviously, and isn't getting paid very much. But that position is the one I think about a lot.
You want to move Bohm to first base?
Well, how many people are going to have to first base? Bryce and JT.
Bryce out in right field.
And Bohm.
When we're getting Castellanos off the team at the deadline.
Yeah. Castellanos out of here.
And then you mentioned Schwarber. So Schwarber hit his 250th home run last night.
Yeah.
Hit two dingers last night.
Who do you think has a better shot of hitting 500 home runs? They're both the same age. How many does Bryce have?
Three.
Three something.
Who do you think has a better shot of hitting 500 home runs, Bryce Harper or Kyle Schwarber?
So I still think it's Harper.
Okay.
I just trust he's going to play longer.
But he'll hit fewer home runs per year than Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Schwarber's, they're like, both
but
31.
Also, but is Schwarber going to hit 45 a year? You know what I mean? Like, I think Harper's going to be like 30 for the next 6-7 years.
So 250 home runs. Let's say Schwarber averages 35. He would need to play 7 years. Hit 35 home runs for 7 years.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Feels like a lot.
How many years left on his deal?
He has two. Like, this year and then two more. No, he's got this year and then one more.
And then one more. And then we give him a 4-year extension?
Yeah, and then he's our leadoff hitter for life.
Yeah. There's no doubt he's getting an extension.
Yeah, he's going to get it. Yeah. I wonder if he can get to 400. I think he should be able to get to 400.
400, I think, is doable.
He should get to 400 by the end of his contract.
He might.
You know?
I mean, he won't, but he should. That'd be fun. We get 400 from Schwarbs. We get 500 from Bryce.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Good little milestone.
We'll get 100 from Bohm.
Yeah, as our team in...
We get 10 from Rojas.
Our team in 2030 is 68 and 95.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we'll be celebrating milestones.
Yeah, milestones.
This is old Phillies. They know how to draft and develop.
Okay. The WIP Afternoon's Twitter question of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The first question of the day, which do you feel more today after the Sixers win last night? More encouraged or more discouraged? We are at 61% encouraged.
Encouraged.
I like it. 215-592-9494. How do you feel about it? Yoshi in Brewery Town. What's up?
My man Sprite, Big Ike. Jackie, baby. Got some talk time today. Go ahead, boy. You growing up.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Yoshi?
Oh, man. What's the name? Look, real quick. Last time y'all was up here and Spike was up here and y'all was talking about AJ, stuff hit the fan. Y'all didn't say nothing when y'all was talking about AJ.
Jack like, yeah, I ain't getting in this one yet.
Yeah, he can call now. I don't care.
I'll tell you this, Yoshi. Nobody here is running from AJ Brown. And he has everything that has been said about AJ Brown, at least the hosts on this show, has all been straightforward, fair, and honest. And as long as we are saying what we believe, straightforward, fair, and honest, he can call the radio station every day as long as A, he is respectful, and B, he operates under the Bill of Spike rules. Get to the point quickly. Don't ask us how we're doing. Don't call on speakerphone.
Yeah, because I allowed him to basically take over the...
Yeah. He was people said I was dodging him because I wasn't here that day. He was dodging me.
Yeah, I pretty much allowed him to. I got 10 minutes for y'all. Go ahead.
I ain't rolling with this black on black crime. Hey, you did well, though. I got to say it again. You did well.
I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, man, what's that? And AJ, if you listening, they my friends, but I'm over here like Jack. I'm quiet. Hey, man, I feel more encouraged, because you look at this team, 12 times this year when we was losing by 12-plus, we lost that game. I mean, we had 13 turnovers, last night in the first half alone. Nick Nurse made his adjustments, put the right people in at the right time. I'm out. I'm not riding with you and Tobias no more. Tobias is not representing us grandbrothers in any shape, form, or fashion. He out there looking like he want to be good so bad, but he's so bad trying to be good. He got to stop it. I feel encouraged with the team. We won by 1 point, but they came back. They kept chipping. They stopped turning the ball over. They started hitting them shots, loosening that zone up. And we came back and we got that win. Smiley got to do better. Rios, what's my six, baby? Watch my six. But I feel encouraged. We go up here and we play these Knicks. I'm with Spike. Bonk them Knicks.
You're making me nervous every time you do that.
Yes.
Yeah, I went for that. So, Yosh, the...
Well, he had his finger on the dump button. He didn't know what the hell you were going to say, Yoshi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
y'all know I don't cuss. I ain't never said D word, A word, none of that up here.
I want my new job to last more than 2 days. Our morning show side question.
You won't lose it on my count. Baby.
Okay, good. So the morning show side question of the day is to give us an awkward situation for an Eagles 2024 draft cap and get registered for an autographed Jalen Hurts jersey. I imagine you've been in quite a few, actually.
Hey, bro, yes, I have. So I'm gonna keep it rated G today. Me and my cousin, sophomore year in high school, we messing with two sisters. You know, back in the day when you're trying to get with a girl, it's a plan for like a month, So we decided to hook you. They going to cut school early. And, so we finally show up to their crib. We was at my crib all day. My mom left for work, around about 5:30, 6 o'clock. We finally leave out, go to the girl's house, what's name, all fresh, ready to go over there, have a good time. You know, hopefully things fall where they need to fall at. And when we walk around the corner, my mama's sitting in front of the girl house. She knew the little girl I was messing with and what's name. She got off work early because I had a dentist appointment. And it was very awkward seeing her little cavalier sitting in front of this girl's house. That's my awkward moment for today.
Love you. Thank you, Yosh. I bet Yoshi's got a bunch of off-air stories.
Oh, my God, yes. That he tries to get on here at times.
Yep. So the series starts in New York. Games 3 and 4 will be here in Philadelphia. And our guy Jack has some info on maybe how you can be in the building. Right?
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Because there's no better place to get tickets than the Game Time app. Don't miss any big games, MLB season, NBA season, with the Game Time app. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball that's made it faster and easier to get to the ballpark than ever before. With Game Time's all-in pricing, you can see the total cost of your tickets up front, so there's no surprise fees at checkout. Go on the app to see a panoramic view from your seat so you know exactly what you're buying. Plus, Game Time has incredible last-minute deals. If you want to go down, see the 3-win White Sox over the weekend, the Game Time app has you covered. The prices go down the closer it gets to first pitch. And you can feel secure in your purchase thanks to their lowest price guarantee and Game Time ticket coverage, the most flexible customer service policy in the industry. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code FRITZ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code FRITZ for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
I got inside information. Now, I'm not going to be Eagles Insider of the Year, but I may be WIP Insider of the Year.
Ah.
I got inside information that today's top 5 at 5 will be controversial.
Ooh.
Yes, will be
we
controversial.
Like we like a controversial top.
Controversial, five. Maybe involving one of the members of this show.
Oh God!
Oh no, Frank.
Wait,
and,
is it
Frank and Ridley? You're on WIP.
Hi, good afternoon, Ike, Spike, and Jack. It's the first time calling since you started your new show.
Awesome.
What's up, Frank?
So, I was actually going to say I'm pretty encouraged after last night. Now, I mean, granted, that first half, watching Embiid. It was tough, and they got down 12, but something that is like a truism of, like, really good teams is, like, you know, when your stars aren't showing up, like, you need somebody else to show up, and that was Batum last night. And maybe another night it's Hield, and maybe another night it's Oubre. And
another night is Toby.
Another night it could be Toby.
Never Toby.
I don't know what you guys thought.
Frank, you got an awkward situation for that Eagles draft hat?
Yeah, so so I used to work at the Boscov's in Grand Run.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked in the candy department. Well, one night I was closing, and we also, like, sold fudge. So this older woman came up, and she wanted a half pound of vanilla fudge. So I was like, all right. So I cut it, priced it, served it, and fine. Literally, the next customer was another older woman, and she asked for the exact same thing. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, I should just say this is like deja vu all over again. That's not what I said, though. I said this is like menage a trois all over again.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Exactly. Frank.
Luckily, she didn't hear it. But
okay, okay.
The person who worked in the electronics department next to me heard it and just wrote me, like, to death over. Just busted my stones all the rest of the night over it.
Menage a trois. Well, yeah. You never know what happens. You give her a little extra fudge, you might be in luck. Frank, thank you for the call, man. Man, I missed the Granite Run Mall. That was my mall. So
where was that at?
So Granite Run Mall is in Delaware County on Route 1, you know, like near media, near between sort of media and Aston.
Okay.
And it was really close to where I grew up, and I spent most of my teen years there. Okay. And I also worked at the Sunoco right next door. I even went to Granite Run Mall right before they knocked it down to do one final walk through Granite Run.
Oh, the mall's not there anymore.
No. They there's like department stores there and like a, you know, guitar center or something, and I know they have condos there, but that I spent so much time. There were two arcades. That was the best thing about Granite Run. They had Aladdin's Castle, which was this dark sort of evil arcade and then Jolly Time Arcade on the other side.
Jolly Time?
Yeah, Jolly Time. Whoa, boy. Do you have a Jolly Drop? I expected one.
I mean,
one.
There's like a... Oh, I didn't think you were going to bring up Jolly Time. But I'm sure there's like a million of them.
I do miss that mall. I had a good time in that mall. I used to... When I worked at the Sunoco, I was a teenager, and underage people used to come and trying to buy cigarettes all the time. Mm-hmm. I would only sell them to the girls.
Of course.
Guy come in and try to buy cigarettes, absolutely
hey,
not.
Where's your ID at, buddy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Steve in Phoenixville. There we go. Do it again. Today's show brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Steve in Phoenixville, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you fellas doing? I ain't been on the radio in so long because you guys are so busy, I can barely get through. So, I'm glad to hear
that's
from
all
you guys.
Changing.
I always listen to you. Yeah, but I wanted to talk about the Sixers. I think they'll be fine. They're going to be fine. They're going to go up there, take care of business, because I think the coach we have now is way better than that idiot over there with the Milwaukee Bucks.
I agree with you on
that's
one.
For sure, yes. Well,
that dude used to get on my – I couldn't stand him, man. Like I just didn't like his how he used to try to demoralize the fans. Like, we don't look and watch basketball.
Right.
You know, that stuff used to – couldn't stand that, man. Like, who do we think he is? Like, one-time championship winner.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
12 years ago, too, by the way. Like 12, 14 years ago, he won that title.
Yeah. And should have won more titles with that team, by the way.
Should have won more, but he was a garbage. He was all right player. He wasn't no blow your doors off player. He was all right.
He's all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be the worst insult of all time, being saying you're all right.
Yeah.
He was all right.
You know, the thing about Nurse, though, and I don't say this to poke at Ike with the Toby thing. This is just a separate Toby thing. Is that he
celebrate him?
No, he did not have Toby on the court at the end of the game.
Yeah,
and this isn't. It's not necessarily me being anti-Tobias, but at a certain point, you got to win. You know, forgetting everybody's feelings, forgetting personality management is part of it, and I think it makes it easier for Nurse, given that Tobias. His contract is up, you know, but I think they've always strayed away from that. He's always been one of the guys that has to be on the court at the end of the game, along with Embiid, Maxey, in last year's case, Harden.
Yeah.
That Tobias is always on the court at the end of the game, and he wasn't last night, and it worked. And I just thought and I trust him to be able to keep Tobias' head in the rest of the playoffs, even though he got benched there. Tobias was not playing well last night. He had other guys on the team who were playing well, and he had them on the court, and I thought that was a big move for him to do that, actually.
Yeah. Can I give you my awkward moment?
You can.
Well, here's the deal. I was out with an injury, so me and my wife, we went to a restaurant. It was this new Thai place that moved in that Phoenixville. So, you know, we went in, I ordered some rice, blah, blah, blah. So I walked outside, I sat in the car. So when I got back in there, it was a young lady in there. She was Asian, but she was dressed like, somebody of importance. So I asked her, I said, how long do you think it's going to be before I get my meal? Not realizing. She was a customer, too. Oh, my God, I felt so bad. And I must have apologized like 3 times. And she did. She looked like a boss, the way she was dressed. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just assumed because she was Asian that I said, I'll never do that again.
No,
because it wasn't that I was just choosing her because, no, she... If she was like a Asian in there with a pair of Nikes on Air Force One, I never would have asked her how long, my food was. But when I went in there, she was dressed like somebody that was in charge of something.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I asked her, along with her being Asian, too.
Thank you for the call, Steve. But, yeah.
Good clarification.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know what it is. I get mistaken. Yeah, I could go to Best Buy, get mistaken for somebody who works there.
Yeah.
Everywhere but a high-end store. I never get mistaken for somebody who works at a high-end store, but I get mistaken for somebody who
People
works
always ask me for directions. Like, I look like a direction guy, which is a mistake, obviously.
Yeah. You don't know where anything is.
Yeah. No, listen, the second GPSs were Like, I don't know how you guys ever got around before GPSs.
Do you notice a lot of the men's awkward moments surround women?
Yes. Yeah. Something dumb they said to women. Meanwhile, that thing I said about pregnancy, that would probably create an awkward situation walking around the office.
Yeah, really? How about that?
I put my head down. I was just having fun.
Yeah.
Just having fun.
And you forgot the radio was on throughout the whole entire fourth floor.
You know, also in all of Philadelphia. So
welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. So coming up next, as I said, a controversial top five at five with Jack Fritz that may or may not involve a member of the show. Also, we will finish up on your calls regarding the Sixers, 215-592-9494, on the new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.